Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by a pensive Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Very pensive. I'm being punished for a past life sins, apparently.
You are, Scott, because tonight's show, normally we kind of, you know, drudge along and talk about dumb shit, but I just want to talk about this wine, because this wine is not interesting. It's not something that any of you would ever buy, but you know what? Scott did.
I did.
Tonight we're going to spend a whole show trying to figure out what the fuck he was doing.
Well,
when he bought this fucking wine.
I was on vacation.
So what? You have money to spend and you burn it on bullshit.
Well,
you bought, and this is a Total Wine purchase, by the way. I'm just going to start off with that. And think of what he bought when he was at Total Wine. He bought the Trois Fois, a Chardonnay and the Pinot, both terrible.
Yeah.
You bought Samuel Robert Winery,
which has potential.
It's terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible.
It's terrible.
It was fun.
And you bought, it wasn't fun.
And I think Samuel Robert Winery has potential.
It does not.
I do.
And then you bought this. And this, folks, and you can think about, damn, you guys aired those episodes a long time ago. Yeah. Yeah, we did. This wine has been sitting there re-fermenting, apparently. And it's a white wine, for Christ's sake. And it's called Kitchen Sink White Blend. Yes, Kitchen Sink is the wine.
The Kitchen Sink.
Yes.
Everything but the Kitchen Sink.
No, it's not Duckhorn. No, it's Kitchen Sink. If you can go on kitchensinkwines.com. Now, you might think that somebody just made a homemade website, which it looks like that.
Kind of.
But
maybe.
This is actually a winery that was open at some point. Oh, still copyright 2020. Because who's going to steal their... Anyway. And they have wine that you can buy at Total Wine, apparently, and drink. They have a red blend, which I never want to drink. They have a Cabernet, which I never want to drink. A non-vintage red blend, which I really don't want to drink. A white blend, which I'm about to drink and I don't want to. Wait a minute. This is the non-vintage white blend, isn't it?
No. This is a
15. You did. You got the vintage?
I think so.
This is a non-vintage, folks. Scott got a non-vintage white wine. Yes. It's artisanal winemaking. So this is the non-vintage white blend. Normally comes in at $12.99. Scott, you wrote in pen that says you paid $10 for it.
Well, there you go. It's a value.
It's not.
On their website, it's $12.99.
It's not a value.
On their website, it's $12.99. It's a value.
Well, they make also a 15 Chardonnay, a 15 white blend, then non-vintages of both of those. What the fuck is a non-vintage Chardonnay? Then a non-vintage Moscato. Where do I sign up for that, motherfucker? Then they have two reserves. They have a reserve red for $14.99 because you hold that shit back. Then these are both non-vintages, by the way. And a non-vintage reserve white because that makes me want to drink it. Oh, Jesus.
You open this bottle.
Where do these wines come from? That's a good question. They source. Okay, it says that they're on their website. They source, as you scroll down their Squarespace website, from the North Coast to the Delta region of the Sacramento River to Paso Robles. So only the finest areas.
Sacramento.
Yeah. Well, it's Delta.
Cabbage.
Cabbage. North Coast, Delta, which is, you know, Lodi adjacent, and Paso.
You know, they grow a lot of Napa cabbage there.
Do they? Okay. So in this wine, it is, and this is going to excite all of you folks because you've never heard of this blend ever. Well, these three things. It's three. It's like GSM. I have no idea what the percentages are here, but let's just assume that the sweeter side wins. Scott purchased a wine that is part Chardonnay, part Chenin Blanc, and part Gewürztraminer. Because Chenin Blanc, Chardonnay, and Gewürztraminer were belong to like butter and jelly.
So Rob, you're downplaying this non-vintage character.
I'm downplaying you.
If you read their story,
They don't have a story.
Beginning with the 2012 vintage, California's seen some spectacular conditions for wine. Despite the ongoing drought, 2012 to 2015 have all been touted as exceptional vintages, categorized by early condensed harvests and high quality across the board. For kitchen sink, they use this to their advantage. That's why it's non-vintage. They're using grapes from 2012 through 2015 to make this.
Hey, Scott, go down to winemaking and you will see a guy who looks so much like you.
No, he does not.
He does.
It's Aaron Bader.
Aaron Bader. He is a master winemaker, so he prefers to go by master and then his last name.
There's a master baker.
Yeah, he's Bader. He was promoted to head winemaker in 2016, and then probably really demoted. Where was he before? Barefoot?
But he's been part of the process flop. Since 2010. No, he's been there the whole
time. He's been there the whole time.
He's been there the whole time.
He put in his application all over the place. They're like, no, you got to stay here. This guy
just wouldn't go away.
He has a shitty, cheap-ass blue shirt. The worst hair I've ever seen. Worse than yours. Because it's gray and shit, but it's kind of slicked back, but it's not because he has a hairline that is on the back of his head, basically. It looks like a Brillo pad on top of his head.
That's like my...
A shitty soul patch.
Yeah, it's a terrible soul
patch. It's a terrible soul patch. How the hell do you have... You know, they took that picture, and that must have been the best picture they could take of him. That is the best version of him. Imagine how ugly he is in real life. Because, you know, this is the expectation you'd have. Then you meet him, you go, I mean, just think about that.
You know what he looks like?
What? He looks like a taxi driver.
Those are mascara eyebrows for the picture.
It could be. Because they don't match the hair.
They don't.
It's brown. He has brown eyebrows and then a Brillo pad head. I mean, yeah.
He's got a nice dimple on his chin, though.
Well, he also did not shave.
That's an attractive dimple.
But look under his nose. He did not shave. It looks like he has a bit of a mustache right under his nose, like a Hitler mustache. But it's very small. It just looks like he didn't shave. He missed a spot. Not a handsome man is what we're trying to say.
He's a fine-looking guy.
No, he's not.
He's just got a receding hairline.
He looks like a guy that has past due child support, and he's hiding out from it. And he lost his driver's license because of it. That's why. He doesn't have hesitation because he owes that much in child support. He's that guy.
That's terrible.
Well, that's him. That's him. Used to have a heroin addiction. Now, you know, he's on the Suboxone. You know, that kind of guy. Just, I'm not saying. He just has that look.
I think he looks like a chef that uses a variety of spices and ingredients to create a complex, masterful dish. Aaron takes the premium... And they put it in quotes, ingredients, and blends them to make award-winning wines.
Okay, well, folks, I just smelled it. I've lost the use of my right eye, and we're going to take a break.
That's okay.
Come back.
Couldn't see well anyway.
That's true. And drink this wine here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care. But your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call.
And we're back, folks. So... We're about to get into this wine that Scott has brought to us for our enjoyment.
It looks like a white wine in the glass.
Mm.
It's golden. That's a golden hue.
It looks like...
It
does actually look clear.
It's a pretty wine.
Vibrant. Now, the wine enthusiast, of course, they reviewed this wine, of course. Now, I don't know when they drank it and if it's the same stuff we're drinking because it is
non-vintage.
But they gave it 90 of their points. You know,
that's a lot of points.
That's a plethora. So they wrote a superb white wine at this price. Buy it by the case. Made from Chardonnay, Chenin Blanc, and Gewurztraminer, it's streamlined and dry with acidity framing citrus, leche. Pear, honeysuckle, mineral, and spice flavors. Excellent with fried oysters, clams, shrimp, and tuna in a can. I added the last part, but you know, it probably is. Yeah.
So swirl this around.
I don't.
Just swirl it a little slower. Just kind of slower.
It has some effervescence.
Effervescence. It's like got a glycerin ring about it. It doesn't form legs. It kind of holds onto the glass. See what
it
I'm saying?
Does. Oh, yeah. Wow. No, yeah.
That's weird.
Well, it's because they have olive oil in there and it's separate.
Have we ever seen wine do this before?
Well, no, but if it has vegetable oil in it, it does.
It's clinging to the side of the glass. It's not creating legs.
It doesn't come back down, does it?
It doesn't. It's like if you have a oversized coffee mug and you have heavy cream in your coffee, and as it cools down, you have that rim of cream that collects on your coffee mug. It's like that.
Well, we're drinking it tonight out of Riedel Venom Series Unoaked Chardonnay glasses, and these glasses probably right now are saying,
Help me!
Why the fuck do I have to put this? This isn't what I signed up for. They're like, why? Help me! You have Riedel Overture Whites. Why didn't you put this stuff in there? Well, I mean, why? Why do we have to put it in a fucking Dixie cup?
Let's just drink it from the bottle.
Well, the effervescence there are bubbles clinging to the glass, and that's not a good thing at all. You do not want to see that in a white wine that isn't champagne or something else.
Maybe somebody held it too long?
No.
Note to self.
Don't buy this.
Non-vintage wines are not collectible. You don't age them.
Don't buy them. So I have to wonder what to do with them. I have a whole fucking shelf full of white wines you bought that I'm like, what?
You love white wine.
I didn't even know that this possible. I have Sugar Beet Ranch in there, Cabernet. Sugar Beet Ranch. What the fuck am I going to do with Sugar Beet Ranch?
We're going to do it on the show. Jesus
Christ. That's why Becky complains, because we have pig slop. Sugar Beet Ranch.
At some point.
Sugar Beet Ranch.
At some point, it's hard to find new and interesting things. So you go for humor.
I have the Warden. I know, folks, you all want to hear that. And you'll probably hear the Warden before this. But 19 Crimes, the Warden. We've spoke about it in hushed terms.
The nose.
Soapy. Pineapple and soapy with a bit of sugar cane. Yeah, sugarcane is actually a very apt descriptor to that. Unprocessed raw sugar.
And soapy. I didn't get the pineapple.
Well, sugarcane. You know.
Sweetness, unadulterated sweetness. Let's go in.
I'm sure it'll be very dry.
It's everything but the kitchen sink. Gewurztraminer is an interesting addition to this.
I'm pretty sure I can make that in a fucking milk jug. It's barely even wine, Scott.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, but that is sloppy mess.
Oh, come on.
It's dry.
It's really not that bad.
Let's start off with it's dry. But that is probably the flabbiest thing I've ever drank. It's flaccid on the palate. I mean, it is flaccid. You understand what that means. Very flabby. There's no acidity there to
none.
There's no structure there. It just kind of melds out like the fucking blob. Very dry.
There's no real structure.
No, there's no structure. This is the wine that you drank and you say, are my taste buds burnt out? Have I already drank too much? Because it makes me feel like I've been drinking too much. Now, that's probably true, but in this case, I don't think it is, because we haven't. And it tastes burnt out, flabby, and flat.
It's flat. It's like a flat beer.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's old. I don't know. It's non-vintage. It could be fresh, as far as I know. But it tastes dead. It tastes like a dead wine. It's not oxidized. It's not showing age, but it tastes like shit. Lemon and hairspray. Maybe a wink of peach. But it's shit. It's wet, but it's hardly even that. It almost tastes like it's turning into dust. It's, you know what, Scott? It borderlines on going into sherry. It's just running that line of a dry sherry.
Mm-hmm.
Without any weightiness or saltiness or tasting like a fucking
or any of the good qualities.
No.
There is a little... metallic taste on the finish.
So?
You're being harsh.
No, I'm this being not factual.
Not that bad.
It's not that. What's that? What?
It's not that bad.
That's saying like the bubonic plague was not that bad.
Well, it wasn't. You know, some people survived.
You're like saying herpes was not that bad in your case.
I never had that.
So. Oh, okay. Well, then it wasn't that bad, right?
Well, bad for me.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Asymptomatic, I think is the term.
It is what it is. It's a non-vintage wine.
Yeah, and it should have been drank 7 years ago.
Well, you realize that it was 2 summers ago.
No, it was last summer. Mm-hmm. It's not, we haven't had it that long. It was that last summer. We've had it about 10 months, which is a long time. But you telling me there was something in that wine that was better before that? That we missed the boat in the last 10 months? We never missed the boat.
I went to Total Wine last year, dude.
Yes, you did.
It was 2 years ago.
No, it was last year. You went there because you called me.
Mm.
Yes. And you never listened to a thing. You bought De Artois Foix, Samuel Robert, and then this shit. Where did you? How did you even find this? What the fuck aisle were you going through?
It was You're 90. Like,
nah, was it by the men's restroom? It was a 90.
Yeah, well, no, it was... By the never
it's mind. A wine enthusiast 90.
Exactly.
Well, James Suckling was sick that day. Yes, I was. I don't drink that. I mean, what the hell, man? Tim Atkins, he had the flu.
But honestly, for a non-vintage,
it's awful.
This isn't that bad.
It's disgusting.
It's not disgusting,
Scott. It's old. It tastes.
It is old. It tastes
bad.
Old. Well,
it's undrinkable.
It's pretty easy to drink.
What are you normally drinking? Ajax?
I like soapy messes.
You drink your own urine because it's sterile? What are you drinking that this is drinkable?
That's one way of recapturing all the electrolytes from over supplementing.
Well, then drink that. Pee in a glass and drink it. It's less disgusting to me than watching you drink that because I know what it tastes like. It tastes like something that it's old, it's shot, and not to say that it ever had anything to begin with. When white wine verges on sherry and it shouldn't taste like that, it's bad. I know what this wine tasted like before and it was bad then, but the fuck is the point of this piece of shit?
It's just dry. They met their target. They wanted to make a dry, non-vintage wine. They've done it.
But why would they want to make a dry, non-vintage wine? Because the market was just screaming for that? With a stupid label?
Well, they got their 90.
That paid the $14.99 for their website for the month. Yeah. Where have you seen it aside from that one time at Total Wine?
It's
never.
That's it. That's the only place it sells it. Kitchen sink.
It's a winery exclusive. It's not. Nobody else wants it.
Well, there's that.
It's terrible.
We've had worse.
That's not saying much. We've had worse, yes.
We have had a lot worse. We've had worse non-vintage.
Like what?
What was that crappy red I brought over? Spellbound?
We never drank Spellbound.
What was...
Inevitably, yes. I'm sure you brought it over, but that's not the point. Typing it in is not going to help you. You can't type into your computer, what did I bring over that was bad? Because then there's going to come up with a list of 500 things. Nope, not going to figure out that way either.
It was bad.
Yeah, sure it was.
I know where I got it. I got it at Meijer.
You got a non-vintage at Meijer? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Was it Apothic? No. You probably haven't brought that. It's something that you have bought, but you haven't brought it. Troublemaker, you bought that.
No, this is I'd rather drink Troublemaker. We actually did on the show.
Well, yeah, we did Troublemaker on the show.
That's it, Troublemaker. That's the one. This is better than Troublemaker.
Troublemaker is much better than this.
What?
Troublemaker is a bullshit wine, but at least it is palatable. It's just palatable in the wrong ways. This is not palatable. Mm. Okay, this is dry. I'm not sure originally it was intended to be dry.
Well, they said it was.
It's a decomposing corpse, and the current version of the corpse is dry. They said it was. Like they would know what it's supposed to taste like. When we murdered this wine and dug a shallow grave for it, it was dry. No, it wasn't, fuckers. It was sweet. Now it's not.
No. They get $14.99 for their non-vintage.
They don't get $14. Where?
That's on their website.
From who? People were. We're the only two. They got two hits on their fucking website in the last 6 months.
Well.
And that isn't from China.
I'm sure Mr. Bader's parole officer checks him out on the website fairly routinely.
He's like, you know what? I'm sure he does. What, his campsite?
Oh.
He's got to make money somehow, that dumbass soul patch. He doesn't look like a man of means. Let's just say that. He looks like he moonlights as a carny. That's all I'm saying.
I think it's a perfectly nice blue dress shirt.
It's a cheap ass blue shirt.
That could be Indian cotton.
It's 2005 Old Navy. That's harsh, man. You probably got out of one of your fucking crates in your basement. I'm pretty sure, Scott, not to rag on him too much, but the head winemaker at Kitchen Sink ain't getting paid six figures. Let's just say that.
What?
Or five figures.
You're getting paid five figures.
No.
He's making less than 10 grand.
They're reinvesting his other portion for him. Where would it come from?
I'm sure.
I think they've made $10 that we know of because you spent that.
I'm sure Total Wine got part of that.
I know one person ever that has bought this wine. It's you.
You're going to buy it again.
Where would I buy that?
At Total Wine.
I don't really trust Total Wine.
What?
Scott, Total Wine. Go in there. It's terrible. Yeah, it's got a big selection, but does it? It's got so many duplicates in there. You're like, okay, I just saw that. They had Muscoda Vineyards, I guess, but, you know. Go in there and buy the things you normally buy cheaper. If you can find them. Like I bought Ferrer Grana for $24 a bottle. They're cab. Okay. That was worth it. But nothing else was.
Yeah, they've got a decent selection of French stuff, but it's all stuff you've never heard of.
Yeah, random ass shit. You're like, I don't want your 90 from James Suckling for $32. I don't want that.
And it's, why can you not trust it? Because so much of their exclusive sales stuff, it's shit.
Well, they don't have that big a selection because they're duplicating their stacks. So they have Samuel Robert in eight different places. Right. I mean, they do that consistently.
Yep.
And that's ridiculous. You're just manipulating your inventory. You have 15 cases of something, so you put it everywhere.
Right.
And it makes it look like you have more wine than you really do, and you don't. I can spend an hour and a half in there and not have bought any wines because nothing is any good. It's just, you know. They have California stuff that is expensive, but it's not interesting to spend $400 on a bottle of wine.
Well,
that you're not accomplishing anything.
Well, but it's a weird place in that they have that high end stock.
They do have a high end stock,
and then they've got this low end shit.
I think the high-end stock is there for show, just to draw you in. You know what I mean? oh, look at this. It's $500 for that bottle. Okay. And then the rest of the stuff that you'd want to buy is just duplicates. They had like six different versions of Josh Sellers Cabernet. They had the North Coast. They had the Paso Reserve. They had the, I mean, it's like, they, I didn't know there was that many places in fucking California for them to have a version of Cabernet.
No shit.
And the North Coast was bad enough. It's like, buy the Paso Robles Reserve. No.
People love that Josh Sellers. They love that Josh. I don't know what is worse, that people love Josh or people love 19 Crimes.
19 Crimes.
Mayomi, at least, you understand it. Mayomi, you understand it. They've got their market. They make a lot of it. It's the Mayomi's the Bud Light of wines.
Yes.
And it's $20 a bottle. They've got their niche. Every restaurant has it.
Yes.
Every fucking restaurant sells Mayomi.
Yes.
But Josh, really?
Nobody really sells that in restaurants, do they?
No, they don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll see it, but ugh.
Thing is, 15, 20 years ago when it came on the market, it was actually good. It was a good, solid $12 Cabernet. It was recommended by people. Anderson's recommended it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it progressively went down. But Blackstone Merlot was recommended when it first came out. And it just kind of...
It happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's... The wine industry is tough. You have to sell large volume. And it just, you know, people get bought out. And things get changed. And,
you know,
products lose their integrity.
You know what was never recommended? Fetzer. Fetzer has never been... Remember when you said... I don't trust Fetzer. It's like you don't drink Fetzer. Name a Fetzer you've ever drank.
I've had their white. As soon as you said what Fetzer,
white.
I don't know, but as soon as you said Fetzer,
where would you acquire? Well, you acquired this. But
I
where
acquired
would you
this
Fetzer Chardonnay?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. Probably a. I don't know, but as soon as you said Fetzer, I went. I've had that white. I've had a white from Fetzer.
You've had a white from Fetzer.
I have.
How did you acquire said white from Fetzer? Did it involve Czechoslovakia and a black market?
No, it was Ukraine.
Okay.
And it was on the open market.
Oh, was it?
For what it's worth.
They charged $500 for it. Fetzer's big over there.
500 it's like, rubles.
It's like David Hasselhoff in Germany. Fetzer's huge overseas.
We like the Fetzer.
The Fetzer is great.
You will give us more rubles for a Fetzer.
We will love the Fetzer.
Fetzer.
Fetzer, Eagle Peak Merlot, delicious.
I just like to say Fetzer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Fetzer, Eagle Peak Merlot. That was always a joke when I worked in here since that was in the late 90s. Because when we tasted it at a tasting or when somebody, it was the most horrendous shit we'd ever had. So everything that was bad, well, it's no Eagle Peak. And that was the joke. Fetzer was the joke of that store. That and someone called in and said, do you have Jordan Cabernet? He goes, you mean Jordan? And then the guy hung up. Do you have Jordan? It's pronounced Jordan. Oh, okay. It's like Jordan. Jordan. Not French.
Well, it's no kitchen sink.
It isn't. And folks, with that, we're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So in tonight's potpourri, we're just going to briefly run down It's not like we've done this three times already. What we've been drinking recently. Ooh. Yes, what have you been drinking? What would you like to be drinking? Not this. No. But for me, what have I been drinking? Recently we did Ars de Pirque, their straight cab. Becky hated it.
Really?
I thought it was great. She thought it was acidic, but she's got something wrong with her. It wasn't acidic.
It's easy for you to say when she's not here.
It was tannic and stout and bold.
But she thought acidic.
She's wrong. But it was $10.99. It was a lot of pleasure for a traditionalist Cabernet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a little bit of a powerhouse. I mean, it's a good wine. Definitely check it out for $10.
You have to show me the one you got. I've got a Ars de Pirque sitting in the wheelhouse.
Is it
home.
A tan?
I unpacked the box and
if it's a brown label, what we had on the show, that one over there. See the label? Looks like J-Lo.
No, it's not the tan. It's not the tan.
Is it white?
It's a white label.
Okay, that is the Cabernet.
Okay,
you'll like it. No. You like it a lot, actually. We have two more bottles of the Bordeaux style blend.
Okay.
We've been through half a case of that.
It's just
Becky loves that.
We love that, man.
Yeah.
So we did a little Bordeaux table wine Friday. It was fantastic.
Well, sometimes
it was big, meatiness to it. Chateau de Touquet, I think it was. Big production. But
did it have a toucan on the label, like Fruit Loops?
It did not have a toucan on the label.
Okay.
Did not have a toucan. But it was a Grain Grape purchase. $10.99. It was
a 2012, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a 2012.
Old fucker.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
But so it's even though it's a table wine, they hold on to it before they release it. So
or they can't sell it for a period of time. They say, well, we've been holding this.
Well, I mean, Spanish wines will do that sometimes.
Yeah, but that's because they can't sell it. But it gets the dreaded red label.
Oh, Jesus.
One that I bought some more of, and I have a few more left, is the Clos du Bois Alexander Valley Cabernet from 14.
Can't beat that.
We had that on the show a long time ago. We liked it. Gave it a fairly good review. I think that episode aired.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Long time ago. It's the same vintage, actually. Really nice wine. It's kind of like your budget version of Alexander Valley Cabernet, which still isn't bad. Then another one was, we had Rayburn Chardonnay on the show. We absolutely loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Found a bottle of their Russian River Pinot Noir.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. About $26.
Okay.
There you go.
How was it?
It's as good as Kim Crawford Pinot Noir at 14 or 15. Which is to say that it tastes like Pinot. It's perfectly fine. But it ain't worth $26.
Really?
No. It's a good Pinot. It tastes like Pinot. You know it's Pinot. But the complexity just doesn't justify
the price. It
wasn't there.
Price. No. Yeah. So it's fair to say you'd rather spend the money on the Kim Crawford.
Okay. I'd rather buy Rodney Strong stuff. Or Chalk Hill stuff, or
okay,
I mean a little bit more of a bigger backbone Pinot. I mean, there is some stylistic validity to that wine, but it was a little simplistic too. I mean, yeah, okay, Pinot should be lighter in body, but they also should have a little bit of
something
je ne sais quoi, and it did not have je ne sais quoi. No.
I've been drinking a little bit of bourbon, man.
No bourbon, yeah. Cutty Shark.
Cutty Shark.
Drinking Dewars.
Dewar.
But that's a favorite of Craig Walters at Allstate Insurance.
Dewars.
Yeah, he buys like a gallon of it.
Really?
Let's say that the man drinks, but let's just say
he
had the big bottle.
He's got to pay for that new house.
You like Dewars?
No.
I do. Yeah, I can tell. Most people buy jugs like that of milk. You have whiskey.
Everybody buys Crown like that.
That's just disgusting.
The big handles.
Yeah, the big handles. Well, it does have a big handle, strangely enough.
You know what's a nice drink? Expensive, but a nice drink. The Crown Reserve. It's really nice. Really, 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 really nice. Bourbon-like.
What? Why would you just drink bourbon, though?
Well, because
your buddy likes... you're out of Yukon Jack?
Your buddy likes Crown Reserve? You drink Crown Reserve with him.
Well, I mean, I guess his trailer, his choice, right? We
had a Tennessee bourbon. You didn't, actually.
You had a Tennessee whiskey.
I'm purist, too.
No, it's factual. It's not being a purist.
But Watershed's not bourbon?
No.
I know.
It's whiskey.
It's got to be from Kentucky.
Yeah. What did I have? The George Dickel up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not from bourbon country. It's from Tennessee. And it's fucking fantastic. Amazingly good. What is that? Pull it down. It's all gone.
Damn it. Dickel makes a good drink.
George Dickel Barrel Select. This was 50, I think, a bottle.
Okay.
I got this for Greg for Christmas. And then I found out we weren't giving Christmas gifts between us, which is perfectly fine with me because I kept it and I drank it.
Damn it.
It was fucking delicious.
But we both were, we're both lovers of Elijah.
Elijah Craig is great.
You can't. It's just hard to beat for the value.
There is value there. I mean, I also like Four Roses Small Batch.
What do you think of Larceny?
I don't, typically.
Have you had Larceny? I enjoy Larceny. I'm sure you do. Caramely, earthiness.
You probably like Basil Hayden.
That's all right.
Tastes like butt.
Oh, Basil Hayden smooth.
Basil Hayden shit.
Basil Hayden smooth.
I've drank a whole bottle of Basil Hayden one time. It was terrible.
It sounds like it. Did you have a day and a half hangover from that?
I did. Well, I had Long John Silvers after that, though, so that helped.
Whoa, 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 whoa. You drank Basil Hayden, which is not a cheap bourbon.
I wasn't paying for it. It was at a wedding.
Oh, this was that wedding.
It was a wedding. I was dancing, yes.
Was this the wedding that y'all drove together and somebody made you leave early?
No. I don't know.
You don't know. You
I don't know when I left. I know that it was the wedding that it was later in the day, and my wife was in the wedding, not mind you. And so myself and the husband of some other bridesmaid went out. It was in Cincinnati. We went out on the town, and we went to Hofbräuhaus. We realized that sucked, so we went over to the place by the Red Stadium. I don't know, the Yard House.
Oh, the Yard House.
And Yard House does not suck. And I was drinking Pilsner Kell, and I was drinking this, and that was Saison Dupont, and we were having like pan noodles. We were gorging ourselves on every alcoholic, every great beer that I consider great in the entire world, pint after pint after pint, with delicious bowls of noodles and all sorts of just carbon it out like crazy, but drunk. And this is at 4:00. Then we go back to get ready to go to the wedding.
Ugh.
We're already drunk. We drink some more, and then there was supposed to be a shuttle bus to take us to the wedding. Somehow we didn't get that shuttle bus, so we had to take an Uber.
You mean you missed it?
I don't know. It never arrived.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. Because then, when we got to the wedding, we were 30 minutes late, but it was a Catholic wedding. So we sat in the back, and we were drunk in the wedding. So it was fun.
Well, it's a Catholic wedding.
Yeah.
I think you're expected to be drunk.
Yeah. And so then we go out. And so then the shuttle bus, it was a shuttle bus, and the guy was supposed to come pick us up. Once again, we're drunk. And so we started talking to the shuttle bus driver. He's like, "How you doing, man?" "I'm doing great." He was drunk too.
It's a Catholic wedding.
"So how's your job today?" He goes, "Pretty good." "How many pickups did you have?" And he goes, "I don't know." I was like, "Do you think you missed one or two?" "I don't know." "Don't you think you were supposed to be at a certain time?" He goes, "Yeah, I was there." I went, "No, you weren't." "Why?" "Because that was us." And the guy's like, "I didn't see you." "That's because you were here. And you weren't there." We didn't give a shit. We were drunk. We called him out. Then we go to the reception. Yeah. And that was, they had a bottle. I drank the whole bottle of Basil Hayden. And then they had Evan Williams.
Single barrel. I like Evan Williams.
It was single barrel. And so then I drank that. I don't know. I don't think it was a whole bottle. I don't know how much I drank of it.
I just finished up.
And once again, I did not have the whole bottle, and I was not drinking the whole bottle, but
it seemed like it.
I was drinking it so fast. I twerked. I remember that.
That couldn't have been pretty.
Actually, supposedly it was very accurate. You drink enough Basil Hayden, you drink enough bourbon. If you've been drinking all, if you drank as much as I did that day, hey man, it just happens. And supposedly, everybody said I was the life of the party. I was the best thing there, which is true because yes, I was wildly drunk, but I'm not a sloppy fall down drunk. I'm just really awesome. So there's a, I'm
shaking my head.
I'm pretty sure I could fall down drunk, but I'm not. At least this is the thing. If I'm that drunk, yes, I'm physically that drunk and the body's like flailing around, but the mind's like, yeah, we got to get this shit together. And so I mentally said, okay, because that doesn't stop. That's always the same. You're like, God, this arm is not doing what this leg should do. Come on, get it together. And so I am able to hold it together at a certain point. Not that I should drive a car or some dumb shit like that. No, I wasn't doing that. But
you twerked.
Yes, that was earlier on in the evening. I was trying to get Becky to enjoy herself. So I twerked.
One of those things just doesn't belong here.
Oh, no, I should never twerk.
To have, particularly to have Becky enjoy herself.
Maybe it was me enjoying. I was embarrassing Becky. How's that sound?
Oh, there's that.
Yeah. Yes, it was actually Mary, Don't Call Me Scott, the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, was there. And she's been on an episode, like one of our second episode, I think. Mary, Don't Call Me the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
This wedding was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. It's before pre-show, I think.
Wow.
I think. Hell, I don't know. Could have been last week. I don't know. All I know is I drank a lot.
I've been, a little bit of bourbon.
Yeah.
Some red wine. Occasional Tito's and soda. Tito's and seltzer water.
That's when I'm out.
It's just sometimes you just want a little taste of something a little light.
Becky likes the she likes the margarita, and because she wants me to go to Condado's like every Sunday night and do takeout, but you can buy their stuff with the tequila in it, but I bought I don't even know the hell what it's called. And I bought another bottle of tequila that's in the fridge. It was like chilled. And then at Meijer, they have like a straight agave margarita mix.
Nice.
It's in 750s. And it's actually the lowest sugar level of any of them. It's still terrible for you. But it's not in one of these sugar bombs. And it tastes good. My margaritas, and I do them in a martini shaker, are tequila heavy. So they're going to numb your mouth, which Becky hates. I mean, she just likes fruit juice, but still.
Well,
we do a lot of that.
Oh,
she does. I don't. I mean, we even opened the next bottle of tequila, but I like tequila. I love tequila. Straight, like George Clooney's brand. What is that? Cosimo?
I've never had it.
It's good.
I don't know.
There, he's a agave version of that.
Mm-hmm.
When we were to, I've had that on a couple occasions, but not in margaritas, just straight. It's a sippable tequila. It really is.
Nice.
Oh yeah. It's something I actually has got to try. I mean, you would enjoy it
okay.
as a change of pace. It's 40, 50 bucks.
Okay. I'm not a big tequila drinker. I mean,
why not?
Why?
It's nice.
I'm not a shot drinker.
It's not for shots. You drink it just like you do bourbon.
Yeah.
Neat.
Never done that with tequila.
I do. I mean, you're not going to drink Patron that way because that's not what you do with Patron. But good tequila, You sip good tequila. Okay. Just like you would good brandy. It's nice. It really is. Yeah. A little woody. Yeah. But it always has a softness to it that, say, you're drinking Johnny Walker. It never has that. I mean, peatiness. Does anybody ever drink Johnny Walker anymore? When was the last time you... Because I remember when I was younger, I was in my 20s. Johnny Walker Black. We'd always drink Johnny Walker Black.
Yeah. Last time I had Johnny Walker, I think I had... It was New Year's Eve. And I forget who ordered, but we had Johnny Walker Blue.
Well, that's... Yeah. Expensive.
Yeah, just be stupid.
They have Johnny Walker Black, or Red, Black, Green, Gold, and Blue.
Yep. Yeah. Blue is the highest.
Yeah, it's like $200 a bottle.
Something stupid.
And I've done, I've never, don't think I've ever had the blue. I've had the, well, obviously the red, a black, and gold. I don't think I've done the green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scotch is fine.
McClellan's, I
would. Yeah. But you don't, this is what it is. I'll drink scotch, but it's, yeah. That's the one right there.
McClellan's cask strength. Yeah, this is extremely old. Probably 12 years old, and it's open. But it's still probably drinkable. 58.4% alcohol.
Oof.
Yeah. It smells like Tawny Port. Nice. Yeah, we bought that, Phil and I, years ago. We would all go as a family to the beach. That's Shakespearean Phil. He would buy a bottle of scotch, and I'd buy a bottle of scotch. And we'd drink them on vacation. So one year, he bought a 12-year McClellan's, and I bought a 15-year Glenlivet. And then that was one of the entries I did one year. And it was fun. We didn't drink bourbon. We drank scotch. Yeah, McClellan's and Glenlivet and let's see. Oh, Glenfitch, whatever it is.
Glenfiddich.
Yeah, Glenfiddich. Something with an A. I don't drink scotch anymore. I don't recall, but
I don't know scotch that well.
Nah, I mean, yeah, the McClellan's is what we normally fixate on.
My buddy was out in Iowa and found Elijah Craig 18-year.
Wrong.
On the shelf. Yeah.
How much was it?
Regular price. $45.
Really? Yeah. Did you buy it?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
You like my Eagle Rare 17? That was just a picture off the internet, by the way. So, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with the kitchen sink here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So the Kitchen Sink Winery, non-vintage.
Non-vintage.
White blend.
Well, so I guess it's up to me.
Yes.
You know, this is highly recommended. I'm going to go 92 and recommend it for the Hall of Fame. No.
It's, you do you.
No, folks. 81. I think it's old. It's really not bad. It's kind of unfair for us to rate this, but it's not a good wine. I'm probably giving it charity points at 81.
Those cats feel like I feel. Scott, this wine reminds me of the movie Major League when they said the wine. They said the line, most of these guys never had a prime. This wine never had a prime. Kill them. Kill them. I'm giving it 77 of my points.
There you go.
77. There you go. I don't know. They're all friends. I don't know why they're acting
like that. They're not acting like friends right now.
I know. I got to check on them. Take them food later. Yeah.
I think somebody's trying to do something to the other cat that he doesn't want to have happen.
It's true. The one isn't fixed, but the other two are, so I guess it's fine. I'll send Bo in there just to get his ass kicked. But, yeah, 77 and 81. Not recommended.
Not good.
What the fuck is this thing? It's just one of those oddballs. You're like, when it was fresh, why would you drink it? Yeah. I can't think of a scenario other than Turkish prison. Why you drink this? If you're in a Turkish prison, maybe you would.
If you didn't have anything else?
Well, no, if you made it in your cell. You know, this is good prison wine. You know.
That's probably got more kick to it.
That's true, but it tastes like prison wine. Hooch, slightly.
I thought we'd have more fun with it.
Fun with it?
Yeah.
What do you want to do with it?
Make fun of it.
What do you?
It wasn't even that much fun to make fun of.
Well, shit. We made fun of the guy the way he looked, which is always nice.
You did.
You did too.
Not the way he looked. I think his shirt was quite fine.
It looks like shit.
It's probably nice Egyptian cotton.
His mother dressed him in 2002, and he's still wearing
it. Oh, my Lord.
Hey, buddy, where's your good shirt?
His mother probably died when he was 8.
Why?
Because you made a joke about it.
His mother died when he was 8 because yep. I made a joke about it.
That's it, because you just have that talent.
Well, first of all, he looks much older than I am. So for him to have had a mother that died when he was 8, I probably wasn't born then.
Probably looks about the same age as you.
He looks.
He just wears it better.
He wears it better. He has does. A Brillo pad for hair.
Well, I love the little goatee thing he's got going.
The soul there. Patch.
Yeah, the soul patch per se.
Yes.
It's not even really a good soul patch.
It's not a good soul patch. He's a shape.
He doesn't have
shit.
It right. Well, he doesn't have it right. A soul patch should be kind of V shaped, and his is the opposite of V shaped. It's like a rhombus shape.
A V shape. You mean yeah, like you're a fucking mastermind criminal or
no,
something?
No, it should be wider at your lip and then narrow down. That's a soul patch.
You used to have a soul patch.
Never wore a soul patch.
Yes, you did. We made fun of it before. Because it wasn't shaved even.
Didn't wear a soul patch.
Yes, you did wear a soul patch.
No.
Yes. Yes, Steve will verify it.
No.
There, what chin tea is what we called it. It was a chin tea.
The fuck are you talking about?
There is an outtake on our website about the unlicensed chin tea.
Chin tea.
Chin tea.
Chin tea.
It was not shaved evenly.
Well.
You had a soul patch. That was you, though, man. Pinky ring, soul
maybe
patches.
A goatee.
You didn't have a goatee.
Yeah, it was a goatee.
You should have kept that hair then to put on your head.
Well.
It's kind of poofy.
It'll grow back.
Will it?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know.
It's growing.
It looks mangy.
Well, it is mangy.
You have a disease.
I threatened to trim it up again. That conversation didn't go well.
Why don't we go? I got some front line upstairs. We'll put that on the back of your neck, and maybe it'll help with the shit that you got going on there. You'll be less
the
itchy.
Mange.
Yeah, I don't know what you've
no,
got.
No, the itch has gone away.
Jesus. It's like you want to spray you down with like antibacterial just because.
Well,
it's not COVID.
It'd probably be a good idea.
I don't know. It's like, what does that man have wrong with him?
Lots. Where do you want to start?
Jesus.
Where can we start?
Oh my gosh. Was he in a house fire? No. That's
no,
his hair.
He just cut his own hair during the COVID.
Has he thought about going into a house fire?
Yeah.
Has he tried it?
If it's hot enough.
Jesus.
Something's wrong.
Something's got to be wrong.
I know. What would he cut that with?
Well.
What did you cut that with? Mustache trimmer, right?
Mustache trimmers.
Something that you trim your pubes with is what you did.
I don't.
Why would you trim your hair with a mustache trimmer?
I was just trying to trim it around the ear.
You kind
of. And I took a swipe along the side of my head and it was on. I was How? Like, oh.
Did you have like a seizure?
I was in the garage using the wife's.
Why were you in the garage and your wife doesn't have a mustache trimmer?
Because I'm not allowed to make a mess in the house. Why? I was using my wife's makeup mirror. It's got a magnifying.
Why is that in your garage?
So I wouldn't make a mess.
No. Why is it her mirror in your garage?
Took it in the garage to use.
Why would you make a mess? You're just trimming around your ears.
Well, she's pretty particular.
You just clean it up if you get some stubble. You wanted to shave your fucking head.
Oh, no, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, you did. Well, I ended up doing that.
Uh-huh.
I was just trying to trim around the ears because it was...
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
No, you were not. No, you don't go from trimming around the ears to what you did to yourself.
Well, once you make a mistake and you take a swipe that goes down to the scalp,
then
you've got no choice.
How do you make that mistake? Scott, what you did...
One, don't use mustache trimmers to try and cut your own hair.
Well, you weren't. Supposedly, you're just trimming around your ears.
Well,
Scott, your hair is cut that way only for two reasons. One is head lice. Second is because you're in a fucking concentration camp. Those are the only two reasons.
Or you try to cut your own hair and make a mistake, so you've got to cut it short.
What cut... I don't understand the mistake, other than short of you convulsing from some apparent reason. There's no way you just, la, 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 and then all of a sudden, zoop, and you just took.
You're reaching, using a mirror to cut, and it didn't go well.
It's not rocket science. Don't you ever groom yourself?
Cut my own hair?
Not hair, trim around your ears.
Trim around my ears? This was... Cutting my hair.
Okay.
Trimming my hair.
Around your ears?
Yeah, I don't normally do that.
It's not... Well, obviously, it is difficult for your dumbass.
Well, so let me further explain this. To trim around my ears, I had to take my glasses off. So
okay.
My uncorrected vision, trying to use a mirror...
Did it ever occur to you that these things piling up on one another... Would be bad. You know how Becky and I talked about the boys,
A and B.
You're like A. Let me trim around my ears. A in the garage. B with a.
It was one of those things where it's like, how bad can it be? And then I went, oh shit. It was a swipe. It was a stripe. I striped myself. That's how it started.
But you have a sense of touch. You know what you do. You could take two hands. Oh, you had one on the mirror. Right?
I had one on the mirror.
What the hell do you need a mirror for if your eyes don't work?
You've got to be able to see.
But you couldn't see because you didn't wear your glasses.
I didn't wear my glasses because I was trimming around my ears.
So what's the mirror doing for you at that point?
Well, the mirror allows you to see.
But you can't see because your glasses are off.
Well,
you look back at your blurry reflection.
It wasn't blurry. It was just... It's a magnifying. Huge magnifying mirror.
Could you see? Yes or no?
Yes.
So your glasses off were immaterial.
They were a material part of it.
So you couldn't see.
My vision was uncorrected.
Uncorrected.
That's correct.
So you were blind.
I'm not that bad. I'm not blind.
Well, you're bad enough to do it to your head.
Yeah, I did. It was bad. It was bad. It was an error in judgment.
I admit to it. You are an error in judgment, essentially.
Well, Jesus. My hair looks good now.
It does not look good.
It looks great.
It doesn't. It looks like some sort of ratty carpet.
It looked good for a while.
No, it never looked good.
It did look good.
No.
Short, it looked good.
No. That'll be your secret.
Well, you didn't see it.
What am I seeing?
We were doing the COVID.
I saw it on the video.
Yeah, the video, you can't tell.
What?
Yeah, the video doesn't shine a good light on my coiffure.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, folks, with that.
You're just jealous.
Of what?
Well, you can't cut your own hair.
I can, but you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going
to
do?
Go to the salon tomorrow like a regular person.
Yeah, but you're going to catch the COVID.
It's better than looking like you do. So, folks, that only lasts a couple of weeks. Yours has been like a month now.
More than that.
Yeah.
It was the first week.
So, wouldn't you rather have the COVID?
It was, we were like 4 days in.
Someone that, yeah, I know, you didn't even.
I did, it was, you can't even say, oh, it's 2 weeks, it's been driving me crazy. No, it was like 4 days.
Scott, I'll wrap the lower half of my face in duct tape to make sure I'm safe to go in, as opposed to look like you. So
you're going to do what to your face?
I said I would do that, wrap myself in duct tape.
Well, do it.
I don't need to. I'll just take the risk, but still. You know, and besides the fact where I go, COVID is the least of your worries. You have to worry about one of those people giving you MERS or fucking herpes. I mean, they're not clean people, but that's okay.
So you're going to trust them to, yeah.
Hell no. Nevertheless, folks.
Tea.
Kitchen sink. I'm dying. You didn't drink any of your wine.
I know.
Anyway, this is a shitty wine. So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Licensed Taxi Driver, and that's all. We're going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.